goodness. Look at this. Oh, Benson, this is a mansion.
Yeah, that's why they don't call it the governor's hut. Look, I'll go get the rest of your luggage as soon as I get some feeling back in my arms. What's with all this luggage anyway? You're only staying overnight.
Well, it's for the banquet tonight.
Well, by the time you unpack, it'll be over.
Well, I just couldn't decide what to bring.
So you brought everything?
Yes.
Jessica!
Oh, Gene. Oh.
You look just the same. How long has it been?
And you look just the same, too. Only better. So good, in fact, I wouldn't have recognized you if you didn't look just the same. You know, even if you didn't look just the same, I would have assumed it is you, because, I mean, you are here, and you did know who I was.
I'm glad we solved this.
I can't thank you enough for filling in like this. The fact is, the lady I've been seeing usually attends these functions with me, but she had to beg off at the last minute.
Oh, was she suddenly taken ill?
No, she got married in Rio this morning. But she'll just love the Baron.
What Baron?
Our guest of honor is the Baron Jacques D'Arvino.
The guest of honor is a baron? What'll I wear?
I'll go get the rest of your luggage. You'll find something.
A real baron.
The baron's been a guest here at the mansion. He's thinking of opening a winery here.
Well, Jean, I certainly think you have the room for it.
I'm not here, Jessica, here in the state.
Oh, excuse me, Governor. The lieutenant governor is in your office.
Oh, well, tell him I'll be there in just a minute.
Mrs. Tate, I'm Marcy Hill.
Yes, I know.
The governor's executive secretary.
Yes, I know.
You do?
Yes.
Benson has written and told me everything about all of you.
All good, I hope.
Mostly.
You must be Taylor.
That is correct. And may I say, it is not only an honor, but an extreme privilege to make your acquaintance.
Thank you.
I see what you mean.
Why don't you just start the meeting without me?
I always do.
You must be awfully proud of your cousin.
I am. The whole family is. Here you are, Governor. And none of us thought you would amount to anything.
There's still time.
Even in school, in chemistry class, Jean was voted the student most likely to dissolve.
I'd better get to my meeting. I'll see you later.
Okay. Yes. Benson. Tell me all about this baron.
Well, there isn't much to tell. The man's 87 years old.
87 years old and he's still a baron? You'd think he'd be king by now.
Hi, Benson.
Hi, Sugar.
I don't believe it. Is this?
It is.
It can't be.
It can.
I don't believe it.
You better.
Are you, Katie?
I hope so.
This is your cousin Jessica, Katie.
Hello.
Hello, darling. Oh, my goodness. Do you know, I haven't seen you since you were 6 months old. Seems like only yesterday. But, of course, it couldn't be just yesterday because you've grown up so much. I mean, not that I didn't expect you to grow up, but, you see, it's always a surprise to see someone that you can't pick up anymore because they've gotten so big.
Is this a riddle?
I don't think so. Would you like to show me to my room?
Sure. Did the rest of the family come too?
Thank you, Miss Kraus.
You're welcome, Mrs. Tate.
I think you're very sweet.
Thank you.
You're not at all like Benson said you were in his letters.
Well, just what did our little poison pen pal have to say?
Oh, well, you know Benson.
Yeah, I'm afraid I do.
Good morning, Mrs. Tate.
Good morning, Benson.
Did you have a good time last night?
Oh, wonderful. And the night before, and the night before that. I'm so glad the Baron talked me into staying a few extra days. Benson, he's so thoughtful, so charming, and so cultured. You should hear him speak French.
He is French. Have you seen this morning's paper?
Oh, no, Benson, I never read the paper anymore. It's so depressing.
Well, this should cheer you up. Baron Jacques D'Arvino's constant companion these nights is none other than Governor Gatling's cousin, Mrs. Jessica Tate. Both are house guests at the mansion, which makes things very convenient for all but the taxpayers footing the bill for their luxurious love nest.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Benson. He's just a sweet old man that just wants somebody to make a fuss over him. He's not interested in me in that way.
I know that, Mrs. Tate, but this is a state capital. It runs on rumor and gossip.
But that's not fair. We're not doing anything.
Well, it's not what you and the Baron are doing that counts. It's what the press and the governor's opponents say you're doing. Facts don't seem to matter in a political town.
Pooh.
Pooh?
Yes, Pooh. Thank goodness Jean is far too intelligent to pay any attention to that twaddle.
Twaddle? There's a lot more at stake here than poo and twaddle.
Nonsense. I'll bet you that Jean thinks this is very funny.
Jessica, where are you?
I think I hear him laughing now.
This is scandalous. Jessica, if you must have a romantic interlude, don't have it in this state. Certainly not in this house.
Oh,
Jessica! Your capriciousness is embarrassing my administration. I'd hoped you'd change, but no, you're still doing things without thinking, still the same old messy Jesse.
And you are still the same old mean Gene?
No.
Benson, it is true. Do you know that he broke my red tricycle?
I did no such thing.
You did too.
All right. Ask her what happened to my catcher's mitt.
I don't want to know.
You lost it.
I did not.
You did too.
And do you think Mean Gene and Messy Jesse can say they're sorry and be friends again?
I think Benson's trying to tell us we're being childish.
I was leaning more toward idiotic.
I'm sorry, Jessica.
I'm sorry too, Gene.
Look, there's a simple way to put an end to all this gossip about the Baron. I'll get him a suite at the Marquis Plaza.
No, the Baron's an official guest of the state. I can't move him to a hotel.
No, I think the best thing to do is I will move to the Marquis Plaza.
No. I'll move to the Marquis Plaza.
You'll move to the Marquis Plaza? That's very gracious, Governor, but it doesn't solve the problem.
I really think the best thing is for me to go.
Fine, I'll reserve you a room.
And, Jean, I want you to know, in spite of all the gossip, I promised the Baron that I would go to the opera with him tonight, and I cannot disappoint him. I'll go and pack.
I'll get you a nice suite.
Thank you, Benson.
And I'll see to it that you get a new catcher's mitt.
Come in. Get in, quick.
I came as fast as I could. What's the problem?
Oh, Benson.
Why couldn't you talk on the phone?
Oh, Benson.
My God, you're white.
But I've always been white, Benson.
No, I mean pale. What's the problem?
Oh, well, you know the Baron, and we were supposed to go to the opera this evening.
And he didn't show?
Oh, no. He showed up, and then he ordered champagne from room service. I was in the other room changing clothes. I came out in my gown, and he said to me, "Oh, you look so beautiful, très charmant, très chic, formidable."
Yeah, right.
And then he took a step toward me, and he went... And he sort of died.
He sort of died?
Well, forget the sort of, he died.
Are you sure?
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm positive.
And after he died, did he take a cab home?
Oh, no. He hasn't moved.
And where did he do this dying?
There.
Where?
There. I just didn't know what to do, Benson. I mean, this never happened to me before.
Well, it never happened to him before either.
That's why I called you, because I figured you'd know what to do.
Did you call the police?
No, I wanted you to be here when they came.
Thank you. That's one of my favorite things, standing next to the body when the police come.
So, Benson, what are we going to do?
We?
Yes.
Well, I don't know, but when the Baron's found here, it's going to cause a scandal that will embarrass you and the governor and the Baron. Not that he cares anymore.
So, what are you saying, Benson?
Well, I guess what I'm saying is we've got to find a way to get him out of here and back to the mansion.
You mean move the Baron?
Well, he ain't gonna move himself.
Benson, what about respect for the dead?
Well, this is respect for the dead. We're preserving his good name and avoiding a scandal.
So, what are we going to do?
A lot of people saw him come in here and they got to see him go out.
I wish I could be of more help, Benson, but you see, I've never been involved in a sudden death before. I once saw my hamster pass away. He was so busy running and squeaking, and then he just dropped into the shredded paper. His little wheel went around a couple of more times. Squeak, 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 squeak.
Woman! I don't think you understand the seriousness of this situation. We've got a dead body over here on the couch, and you're talking hamsters. Now, if the Baron was a hamster, I could put him in my pocket, and we could all check the hell out of here.
I'm so nervous.
You're nervous? I'm the one in here with the body. Okay, ready or not, here we come. Well, what do you think?
I think he looks much better.
All dressed up and no place to go.
Well, he was going to take me to the opera tonight.
Obviously, he changed his mind. Could we please go?
Oh, Benson, wouldn't it be wonderful? You know, if we never had to part company, if we could be with our loved ones forever, just the way they were. You know, sort of the way Roy Rogers stuffed Trigger.
Mrs. Tate.
Of course, I realize it would create a storage problem for your larger families.
Mrs. Tate, we've got our own problems here. We've got a dead body strapped to a luggage cart. We've got to get him out of this room, into the corridor, down an elevator 14 floors, through a crowded lobby, out the swinging doors, down the street, and into my car without one person saying, "Hey, look at those two fools wheeling that dead body."
It's hard to believe that he's gone.
He ain't gone yet. Could you please get the door? Okay, Baron, let's get rolling along here.
Baron, you do make me blush.
That is a good one, Baron.
Where's your car?
Down the street. Ah, there is no English word for that.
Baron, hello.
Bonjour.
Say, I'm glad I caught you. I'm Don Carter, the wine connoisseur, and I'd like to speak to you about your Chateau d'Avenot.
Can't you see the Baron doesn't want to be bothered now?
Baron?
The Baron can't talk shop at the moment. Perhaps I can help you.
Oh, Baron. Are you associated with the Baron?
Are you kidding? He doesn't make a move without me.
Really? You must know a great deal about wine.
All three flavors, red, white, and pink.
No, look, I'm quite serious about this. I'm thinking about buying a substantial quantity of Chateau d'Avenot, shall we say, 300 cases.
Are you having a party?
I'm buying it as an investment, and I want some advice.
Mm-hmm.
Hey!
What is it you'd like to know?
I'd like the Baron to recommend his best year.
Oh, last year.
Really? I thought the frost ruined the grapes.
Oh, no, not at all. No, we put little sweaters on them.
Pardon me, Baron?
He's a little hard of hearing.
Sir, I've brought your car out front.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yes, to take
to take you to the opera.
Oh, how lovely.
We probably should be going now.
Well, as a matter of fact, you see, the Baron and I have decided to walk to the opera.
Walk?
Oh, yes. You see, it's so good for his circulation.
It's 10 miles to the opera house.
We know a shortcut. Here you are. Thanks so much.
Excuse me.
You're quite right, Baron. They are lovely ceilings.
Nothing like old world craftsmanship, is there?
Last one to the door is a rotten egg. First time the dogs ever ran the other way.
Benson, are you sure you're gonna be all right?
Eventually.
I can't tell you how it upset me to do this to the Baron.
I ain't too thrilled myself.
Why is it that people always assume that when a man and woman are together, that it's always sex?
Wishful thinking.
I bet this happens a lot.
What?
This.
No, this is the first.
I bet you there are people in hotel rooms all over this country wheeling dead bodies around like crazy. They really ought to have someone to help. You know, like they have a valet and they have a bell captain. They could have somebody in charge.
Mrs. Tate, I am tired. You better get yourself out of here so I can get the Baron to bed.
I'm so sorry that the Baron died.
Me too, because he could have walked. You take my car and get yourself back to the hotel. I'm going to see if the coast is clear.
Benson, I don't know what I'd do without you.
I wish you'd have done this without me.
Good night, Benson.
Good night, Mrs. Tate.
Good night, Bear.
Ben, look who's here. I assume you have come to my kitchen to apologize. Well, I have never been one to hold a grudge. But it was hard for you to talk about it, yeah? And so, about what happened in your room the other day, I am sorry for slapping you if you are sorry for... Well, you know. It just took me by surprise, that's all. So, I tell you what, tomorrow morning I will make your favorite breakfast for you. Anything you like. What do you say, Baron? Are we still friends? Forgive and forget? So you think you are too good for me, is that what it is? Well, listen to me, Mr. Big Shot. I have been ignored by better men than you.
What are you doing here?
Never mind, Benson. The Baron and I were just having a little discussion.
What did he say?
Nothing.
Good. Come on, Baron, let's get you to bed. You look dead on your feet.
Mrs. Tate down yet?
No. Oh, I still cannot believe it.
Poor man.
Yeah, and poor me. I feel so guilty.
There's no reason you should, Miss Krause.
But I said such terrible things to him last night.
Well, probably went in one ear and out the other.
You're just saying that to try and cheer me up.
Why would I want to do that?
Good point. Thank you, Benson.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How is everyone this morning?
Just fine, considering.
Oh, have all the arrangements been made?
The Baron's family will meet the plane.
I'm sure he's happy where he is.
At the airport?
Benson, I mean his spirit. You see, I happen to believe that there is an afterlife.
Well, of course there is. That's why we have Social Security.
Oh. No, Gene, I mean even after that. You see, we may all be thousands of years old. I happen to believe that we come back in other forms.
My luck, I'll come back as myself.
Benson, what do you think you'll be when you come back?
I don't know, but I ain't coming back without a raise.
Daddy, it's almost time for Cousin Jessica's play.
Oh, are you ready?
Yes.
Mrs. Tate, I'm really sorry to see you go. It was a pleasure meeting you. I certainly wish you all the best. I like you a lot.
Thank you, Marcy. I like you, too.
I'll have them bring the car around.
Thank you.
If you sit around here all day, you're going to miss your plane.
All right. We better go.
I'll be along in a minute.
Well, let's go.
Benson, now you know that it's hard enough for me to say goodbye to you at all. But, I mean, to say goodbye to you in an airport is absolutely impossible. I mean, we'd hug and I'd cry and my mascara would run. And I'd think of a thousand things to say. I'll probably miss the plane. Then we'll have to say goodbye all over again.
Mrs. Tate.
You know, we've been through a lot together.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this just about tops it.
I certainly hope so.
You know, you are the most remarkable man I ever met.
Oh, come on.
No, I mean, there is nothing you can't do.
Well, there is one thing I can't do.
What's that?
Stop missing you.
Goodbye, Benson.
Goodbye, Jessica. Katie.
Benson, did you like the Baron?
Well, I didn't really know him that well.
Did you like the part you knew?
Yeah. He seemed to really appreciate being alive.
Doesn't everyone?
Nope. Some people spend their lives complaining about what they haven't got or getting more than they need. They never seem to enjoy what they have.
What do you have, Benson?
Oh, I got a pretty good job, my family, few friends, and you to fill in the dull spots.
It's too bad the Baron went and died.
We're all born and we all die, Katie. It's what we do in between that counts.
Like being patient with kids bouncing a ball while you're trying to work.
Like working later and challenging that kid to a bike race.
You're on. Do I get a head start?
Are you kidding? You're way ahead of me already.
Benson is videotaped before a studio audience.